Okay, so we're back to so there's this long braisa, which is trying to prove the question is about Leviam, right? Leviam, Leviam chayev in matanos or Leviam pater? Do they have to give matanos or not? Leviam, are they ikri am? Are they considered part of the am? Because the pasuk says the am has to give them or not. So Rav wasn't sure. So the Gemara tries to prove it from this braisa. So one part of the braisa. It says that in Matanos, so it says that you're not mutzi it, you don't take it from a Kohen to another Kohen, nor from a Levi to a Levi. Okay, so a Kohen doesn't have to give Matanos to a Kohen, and Levi doesn't have to give Matanos to a Levi. Right? So the deduction is, the Gemara says, this is on Kaflam Alfama Bez, the fifth wide line, Ami Levi le Kohen Matzian. The implication is you don't make a Levi give it to a Levi, but you make a Levi give it to a Kohen. Right? He says you don't have a Kohen, doesn't have to give it to a Kohen, a Levi doesn't give it to a Levi, but a Levi gets to the Kohen. So, Alma Yigriyam. And this is on. What does the Bible say? Shar Matnas Kahuna, Kigon Azarov El Chayam Yakeva, Emotinus Olmikom, Mikom, Levi, Levi, Kohen, Motin, so you see, take it from a Levi to Kohen. Alma Yigriyam. So you see, apparently, the Levim are included in the mitzvah, and if they aren't included in the mitzvah, it means they're Kriyam, because that was the question. Is the pasuk says the Am, Meis Am, you take the matanos from the Am, so are the Levim part of it or not? So you see, apparently they are. You see, they're Chayiv, and you see, they're part of the Am. All right, from this Braisa, it's a Braisa, so Rav, who's an Amora, why is he in doubt? There's an open Braisa. So the Gemara says, and this is interesting that the Gemara does this, it sounds like the open mitzvah is open Raya. Right? It says no kigon hazra, the lozra. Okay? So it says, cause it says, look carefully, it says, Ashar matnas kahuna, kigon hazra velachayim akeva. So other matnas kahuna, for instance, like zorachayim akeva. So it says, it never said that zorachayim akeva have to do it, it just says other matnas kahuna like zorachayim akeva have to, the Levi has to give it. But it didn't mean the Zerachayim Akeva. No, them, they don't have to. Because they're not a Kriyam, maybe. Right? So it means other Matnas Kahuna, which are, for instance, things like Zerachayim Akeva, that's where Levi is Chayiv. And what is it referring to? Right? So what then does it mean? If it's not Zerachayim, right? It's not the way, simple way to read. But so what does it mean? Umayni, Umayisarishon. It means Umayisarishon. It means Umayisarishon the Levi has to give. Right, it didn't really mean matanos. Matanos, really, maybe Levi doesn't have to give. And when it says other matanos kuna like Zerachayim Akeva, it was really a way of saying Maaser Rishon. Right? Right. So Tosfos asks, why not just say openly Maaser Rishon? Right? If that's what you want to say, say Maaser Rishon. It says no, because then you think it means Maaser Rishon and also matanos. But this way it says other matanos like the matanos. Other matanos kuna like matanos means that things like them, but not them. Matanos really Levi doesn't have to give. But Maaser Rishon Levi has to give. Okay?
Fine. It's not really a matana to the coin, is it?
Which? Maaser Rishon?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's going to get to.
Right.
Just, yeah, that's what it's going to get
funny
to.
It's funny how it's like appreciates like
it. I know. It's true. Yeah, okay. We have to get into it, but I know. It's true. So my solution.
Yeah. What's the answer?
He says if it would have said, see, he wants to teach you that it's that other matanos that the Kohen Levi has to give, but these matanos
are
not, right? Exactly, because it's a suffix. So it says other matanos like Zerachayim Akeva, implying that those ones are not, but other ones are. So it would have just said my solution. He'd say, oh yeah, my solution. And also all the other ones, also matanos. So this is a way that it accomplishes to exclude, you know, to exclude Maaser. Other matanos which are like Zerachayim Akeva, but not that.
It wouldn't have been possible to just say Maaser Rishon without thinking.
I guess not, because I guess you generalize. Shama Maaser Rishon. I guess you would naturally generalize. So it didn't want you to generalize. Okay, but that's the pshat. I mean, whatever. It's a little funny. It's a funny, you know, but whatever. That's what the Maaser saying. You know, what are you going to do? Okay. So the Gemara asks, Maaser Rishon, the Levi, what do you mean? Maaser Rishon, the Levi has to give? Maaser Rishon is to Levium. Right? Who? What are you saying? I didn't say Maaser Uno. You question what Levi have to give, but Maaser Rishon. Who gets Maaser Rishon? Levi. So what are you saying? Levi has to give Maaser Rishon. Levi's the one who gets Maaser Rishon. He doesn't have to give it. Right? So it says no. Rabbi Eliezer ben Kilorozer ben Azariah. And this is what we're going to take up. No, it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya. So there's a machlokes tamaim about Maaser Rishon. So the Raisa says, Truma lekohen, Maaser Rishon lelevi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, the kohen gets Truma. That Truma is you take off the top. First thing is like, whatever, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Okay, depends of your produce. And you give that to the kohen. That's Truma to kohen. Maaser Rishon, and then you take the first Maaser, 10%, the levi. That's to the levi. That's Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, af le kohen. Even the kohen gets Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon isn't only to the levi, it's also to the kohen. So not only could you give it to the levi, you also have an option to give it to the kohen. Okay? So therefore, you see, this is the one saying, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that kohen will get it. Holds that kohen will get it. And that's what it's talking about. Okay, and that's what it's talking about. That it's saying, yes, the levi has to give it to the kohen. Your kasha is, levium get it. It says, no, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It says, kohen will get it. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Emer Damar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, af le kohen. Look on below, levi mi amar. He never said that only the kohen gets it. He says even the Kohen gets it. But also a Levi gets it. So why is a Levi giving it to a Kohen? I understand if it were the case that it goes to Kohen and not Levium, so you say Levium have to give it. But that's not what's going on. It just means it also goes to Kohen. It goes to both, Kohen and Levium. Right? Kohen and Levium. So then why is a Levi giving it? Same problem. So you can't say Soy Ma'am Isaration. So the Gemara says in the boss of the Consider Ezra. So yeah, Ezra was koneis and said that Levium can no longer get. Ezra made a kenas. In the time of Ezra there, Levium basically didn't go up to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't find anyone, whatever. Levium did a bad thing. And Ezra was koneis them. He made a kenas. Penalize them, they don't get the matanos. The Maaser Rishon. So he's saying is, so you see, after Ezra made a kenas, really the Maaser Rishon only goes to the kohen. Only goes to the kohen. So therefore, that's what it's saying. Levi has to give it to the kohen. that was knas. So the Gemara says again, which maybe you would have thought of, Emar de Kansinu Ezra de lo yavinun lehu. Ezra just said, now the Deoraisa really, Levium and Kohanim got it. Ezra said Levium did a bad thing, they don't get it. So what he say? He's disqualifying them from getting the Matanos. But Mishkol Minayu Miyamar, is he saying that they have to give? Because the Doraisa could do one thing. The Doraisa is saying they both get it. Kohanim and Levium got it. Now Ezra could say, listen, and who would be chayiv than the Doraisa? No Doraisa. Yisraelim would have to give to Kohanim and Levium, right? Now Ezra's saying is, look, Levium, you did a bad thing. So he could say, listen, they don't deserve it. You guys don't deserve it anymore. So he's going to prevent them from collecting. Say only Kohanim get it. But he's not, well, he's generating a brand new chiyuv. All of a sudden he's creating a chiyuv on Levium. Levium are chayiv. Right? So it's one thing for Ezra to disqualify them from receiving it, because the Torah, there's two choices. So they're just saying you can't use the Levi choice. You got to use the Kohen choice. But to say that the Levium have to give it, where does that come from? Levium don't have to give it. So how could you possibly say that means Maaser Rishon? And the Gemara basically rejects it, accepts the question. It says, Elo is Kim Nazro, Elozro, Maini Reshla Gez. So I'm going to raise the gaze. Is the first shearings of your wool when you shear a sheep, so you give it to the Kohen. And that sort of means that even the Levi gets it. It has to give that. And it says, other manos kuna likes Zerol HaNekeva, not Zerol HaNekeva itself. It means those are the raise the gaze. And that's what it's talking about. Okay, and therefore the price is not a proof, and then it's all done. Okay, that's the flow of the Gemara. Okay, let's see. Is there any important Rashi's here? So in passing, we come across this machlokas. Okay? I mean, in terms of the following Mara, it's fine, whatever. It's just a Bryce that tries to bring proof and reject it. So whatever. But in passing, you come across this question about Maaser Rishon, which seems interesting. Is who gets Maaser Rishon? Okay? Who gets Maaser Rishon? Do you say it goes only to Levium? That's where we give holds. it's a gift for Levium, period. Or do you say, no, it's a gift for Kohanim and Levium? Kohanim also get it. They also get it. Because the Pasuk says, the Levium. Right? Okay, so let's look at the Gemara. I mean, this Rashi explains it a little bit, but let's look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is in Yevamos. Okay, so the Gemara is in Yevamos, which explains the Malakas. Right? So, I mean, right, you can just guess why you're going, maybe, but I mean, you have to see the sources, right, where does the whole thing come from. So the Gemara is in Yevamos, Pevav Amar Aleph, at the bottom. Okay, so it's Torah Rabbanan. Truma l'koin amai serishon levi. It's a very big keeper. But those who know Zariah l'koin, l'koin l'levi, does it mean the koin and not the levi? No, him off the koin. It means even the koin. Okay, so that's basically what we just read. We just read. So Machlokes, is it only to Levim or is it to both Kohanim and Levim? True? Okay. My time, Derbi Kiva. Tachsev ve'alavim tadaber v'amarta alayhem. Okay, so it says you should speak to the Levium. Let's look at the pasuk. Bamidbar Yilchas. Bamidbar Yilchas. Okay, it's always a good idea to look at the pasuk. Bamidbar Yilchas. Tells you which pasuk it is?
Chafav.
Chafav, okay, here you go. Thank you. But there's no more. But Levium to Dabe Vermata Alehem. Kisikhu. So it's, you tell the Levium and tell them. Kisikhu me'etz b'nei Yisrael asamayser. Asher nesati lechem. Me'itam v'nachal asam. When you take from the Jews b'nei Yisrael, the Meiser that he gave that to you from their nachla, they're mostly men of true masashem Meiser. And Meiser, so you have to give a tenth of your tenth. To the coin. Okay, fine. So what he's saying is, when he's telling the Levium, Levium to Daber, when you take Meiser, so who does the Torah say gets Meiser? Levium. It's open. Right? Okay, sounds pretty open. Okay, so let's see. So what do we have here? Rashi. So that's the Gemara. So back to our Gemara. So it says, "My time of Rabbi Akiva." This is again, you almost pay for the base. Second line, "Dechsev Elvim to Dab if Amarta Alayim." The Elvim commissioned Yikra. So my Elvim, it's open. Look at the Basak. So Akiva says, "It's a plain shot in the Basak." Nothing to talk about, right? So it says, "V'idach." So how do you argue? How does the Elvim say argue? Can there be Yeshua ben Levi? Tamar of Yeshua ben Levi, the Asher, the Arba, the Komos, Nikru, Kohan, and Levim. The Zachar. 24 places, Kohanim are called Levim, and this is one of them. Right? There are 24 places, the Kohanim are Levim and Netzadok. So it's openly, it says the Kohanim who are the Levim, they're Netzadok. So it's a Pasuk in Yechazkel. So he's just explaining a Pasuk. It's other Kohanim who are Kohanim are Levim. You see, it's clearly calling the sons of Tzadok, who are Kohanim, is calling Levium. Right? So you see the term Kohanim, sometimes Kohanim will call Levium. But he says, there are 24 places where the Torah too uses the term Levium, but it really means Kohanim as well. I don't know if it means the exclusion, but 24 times where it says Levium and it means Shevet Levi. Right, it means all Sheva, right? Because there's a certain sense to it. Levium could be a reference to a particular job and the particular status of a Levi. It could also be a reference to the Sheva, Levium, right? So he says, when it says, Levium to Daber, it means the Levites, right? People from Sheva Levi. It doesn't mean the people who are get called up at the second Aliyah at Laning, right? It doesn't mean that. So it's a question, which one does it mean? Okay. So that's a pretty good argument. I mean, it's hard to know what the argument, right? So, Rabbi Akiva, so what makes Rabbi Akiva so sure? Right? I mean, it's a good point. Right? He says, Hacha lo matzah saman. You can't say that here. You can't say that it means the Kohanim. You have to say it means Levim. Dechsev, ve'achaltem oso b'chol makom. And you should eat it in every single place. Eat it b'chol makom. Ve'achaltem oso, look further down. Okay? And you, when you take the, you know, the whatever, the truma, so now it's considered to the Levim like their tvua. It's like their stuff. Ve'achaltem oso b'chol makom, atem aveischem. You can eat it wherever you want, you and your family, because it's your wages and a return for your avodah. Okay? So that's it. So it's yours. And you eat it wherever you want.
Truma or Meiser?
Meiser. Meiser. It's a Meiser. It says you can eat it wherever you want. So, mi sheyachal lechol b'chol makom. So who's it referring to? Somebody, you could eat it wherever you want. Okay? This is strange. Yatza Kohen. To the exclusion of a Kohen, she'ino yachol la'ochlo, the basic vows. You can't eat it in the cemetery. So it says that you eat it in any place. So how could that possibly be talking about Kohanim? Kohanim can't eat it in the cemetery. Right? So it must be, it's not talking to them. It must be talking to the Levim alone. Right? What do you think about that?
Move a little funny.
Okay, good. Why? I think you just saying, just to, you know, make it elaborate on how strange it is. Like, let's say, for instance, says you eat it in any place. So, no, it's not the greatest thing. But like, for instance, I can't eat it in any place on Yom Kippur because it's Yom Kippur. Right? Or if I have an adder that I'm not going to go into Kansas City, so I can't eat it in Kansas City, so I can't eat it there, right? But you say that's totally extraneous, right? So it says you could eat the miser in any place. What does it mean you could eat in any place? It means it's not kadosh, doesn't have a kedusha, and you can eat wherever you want, right? Truma or karbanos, if there's certain places you have to eat it, Yishalayim or whatever, the mikdash, this you could eat anywhere. Right? Now, could you eat it in the bathroom? I don't know. You have to do the bathroom sukkah. Yeah. Could you eat it in the basic varos? It depends. I mean, it, for instance, is there a halacha that a kohen can't eat in the basic varos?
No, just they can't go in.
What? Just can't go in. He can't go in. He can't become tamei lemeis. I mean, there's no halacha you can't eat in the basic varos. So he's allowed to eat it. It's not like, how could you say you could eat in any place? Could you eat it in a base zona or something? I mean, no, you can't go in there. What are you doing in a base zona? So it's not, but it's not because Maeserishon, you could eat it b'chol makom, right? It just sounds like a funny way to exclude a kohen because he can't eat it in any place. Sure, he could because of a separate thing. He can't whatever. And on that, I'll tell you a Yisrael Levi can't eat it any place either because he can't go in the Kodesh Kedoshim and eat it, right? This can't be. But if I said that, you say it's crazy. Of course, that doesn't mean you can't eat it in any place. That's separate, totally separate Isurim. But like a truma or a carbon, it means the thing itself has a restricted location where you eat it. Right? The carbon, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, you have to eat in the Mikdash. Right? I think truma has to be in Yerushalayim, I think. So that's intrinsic in the thing. It says Achados L'Bal Malka means there's no such restriction on this thing. Doesn't mean it can't be a Kohen because he can't go to the basic photos. Right?
So the Gemara is in this room. Well, it's the other
side. Oh. So first of all, I think it's a lima. Okay? I think it's a lima. I don't think it really means, like, pshat in the pasuk means it can't be a Kohen. So it's like an extra lima, which is somehow excluding it. Okay, so what does the other side say back? So Gemara says, no. V'yidach. Kol hecha deboi. Now that's not what it means. The chazas of chol magom doesn't mean that. What does it mean to be saying? Like what we're saying, right? That you don't need a choma, you don't need a wall. Chazas of chol magom. Normally, you need a wall, Yerushalayim, whatever. It means there's no border. It doesn't have a border. And what does this mean? This is, and also if you eat it b'tumas lagof, there's no malchus. What does that mean? Means there's no kedusha on the thing. Like yivaldos v'chol makom means there's no kedusha on it, and therefore you can even eat if you're tamei. So if it's b'chol makom, if it's a restricted location, it means there's a kedusha. Kedushas more Makom, and then you can't violate it by eating a Bedoma. But this is saying is it's chulin, it's totally chulin, and you can eat it wherever you want. There's no specific location in Mechitos. It doesn't have like a board, designated location. And you can eat it even if you're a Tomei. Doesn't matter. There's no successor like that. Right? But it doesn't mean to be saying that you have to be can't be a Kohen because a Kohen can't eat it in basic boros. That's right. There's a plain meaning to the thing, right? So, and the problem here where is he coming from? What kind of idea is this, right? They're just such a plain, simple meaning. It's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a funny one. What kind of idea is Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi says, "V'chol makom afil besak varos." Rashi on the Torah. Says, where does it mean everywhere, even besak varos? Which is, I guess, going like that same sheet, though, right? Rabbi Akiva. But it sounds strange. So just a methodology here. How do we start? I mean, it's a hard problem. Problem seems like it's not really approachable. It sounds like strange. So maybe we could say is what do they agree upon? I mean, what's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for instance, learn the pasuk? How does he learn the pasuk? Because everyone agrees with that pasuk. So he means it's teaching you that you could eat it anywhere. There's no gvul, there's no mechitza. Anywhere is good. No borders. Even if you're tamei, doesn't matter. There's no kedusha. So maybe we could just try to understand that a little better. Where it's teaching you, so according to Isaiah, and I guess Riki agrees with this, he just goes further, is that it's telling you this matana is different than the other matanas. In that it's eaten anywhere. There's no border. It could even be tame. Right? Riki takes it a step further, somehow, than even the basic varos or something, right? But whatever, forget that. Let's just take the basic idea that it's somehow differentiating this matana from other matanos in this regard, right? So maybe we could at least have some conceptualization of that, as well as just saying that's the halacha, you know? Something is revealing to us something about the matana, and then once we understand that, then maybe we could see how Rabbi Akiva is going further. You know, and saying it's only the can't be even basic varos. You with me? Let me just give you the parsha here. I mean, maybe it's helpful. I don't know, but it's interesting, anyways. So it says here's basically the parsha. It says, "Vayidarshu Moshe l'Marvel v'im tab ever martel lehem ki sichlu meis b'nei Yisrael es ha'maiser shem asati lachem meitam v'nachlasam." So when you take the meiser, v'ir mosim imenu trumas Hashem meiser min ha'maiser. So of the meiser, you have to take meiser of the meiser. Right, 10% of the 10% is 100, and you give that's Chumas Hashem. It's called Chumas Meiser. V'nechshav lachem Chumas lem kadagon min agor mecham lehem min ayakev. Okay, and then what does that mean? Chumas lem. You're right. So it means that basically the way Rashi is learning is that Chumas Meiser, as you take, has a status like regular Chuma. Right, it's truma from your miser, but it's the same as other truma, like a regular Yisrael takes from his stuff, right? Because a regular Yisrael takes 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, depending how generous you are of his stuff, and that's called truma. But now you have then the regular Yisrael gives to the miser 10%, and then the Levi 10%, the Levi gets from that 10 of the 10. But that 10% of the 10% has a status just like regular truma. So to you, just like they have to, just like Yisraelim give truma from their earnings, so to you Leviim have to give truma from your earnings. But your earnings isn't that you're planting, your earnings is that you're getting maaser from them. So you have to do it also. When it's Satim Menes Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKohen, and you give this Trumas Hashem, it's called Trumas Hashem. So it's like it's Nikra Shem Hashem on it, it's Kadosh, it's right, I mean there's restrictions on it, it's Trumas Hashem. Mikol matnosech and tarimu es kol trumas Hashem, mikol chelbo es mikdasho mimena. What does that mean? So, fine. You have to take off all from everything. You always have to take off this thing. Okay, let's leave that alone. Okay, v'amarta alayam, and then you tell the Levim this. But once you take off this best part from it, So now, what they have remaining there to their ma'aser will be considered to them like regular tefillah, right? Like regular tefillah. And you can do whatever you want. You and your family. Because there's wages. It's your wages. This is your wages. Like Israel, my wages. This is your wages. In exchange for your service in Olam Oed. And you won't have any chait after you take off the chayla, the best part from it, and you give that to the kohanim. As kodesh ben Yisrael lo tzachal v'osam uzen, you're not going to be mechal the kodesh Hashem, the kodesh ben Yisrael, the kodeshim. It's just not going to be kodeshim once you take off this part, and it's like ma'aser is mixed into it, my truma. So once you take this off, now you're not going to have any chait. Now you're basically going to, you're free. You can do whatever you want with it, right? So truma is kodesh Hashem, is kodeshim, Shem Hashem is nikra on it, trumas Hashem. There's restrictions. You can't just eat trumas Hashem anywhere. You can't just eat it if you're tamei. Tama and kodesh and kodesh Hashem are a contradiction. You can't just do that. This? No. This is just wages. Right? It doesn't have any kedusha. Apparently, right? Doesn't have any kedusha. So to say, it had the kedusha mixed into it when you had this Trumas Miser in there, but once you separate out Trumas Miser, you're left with just regular Miser. And it's just like a salary. It's like your wages. Right? So even though you got it because of your work in the Mikdash, it doesn't have the kedusha of the Mikdash on it. Like Truma, you get because of the Mikdash. But now it's identified as Trumas Hashem. It's like bread of God somehow. Lechem alakecha. It's like a special stuff, a special bread, a special. Lechem alakecha may be a karban, but it's identified as Kodesh. By Levi getting it, it's true, it's because of his avodah, but now it doesn't have the status of avodah in it. It's like regular produce. This is his wages, this is his salary. He can bring it wherever he wants, he can do whatever he wants with it. It's like a different type of matana. In a certain sense, like the matana of a kohen is a great matana, but it's like in a certain sense there's like strings attached. It's like limited, you know. It's his, but you got to eat it in Yerushalayim. But you got to make sure you're tahar if you want to partake. You know, it's like it's like lacking in the full matana. It's not like just the salary. It's not just the salary. It's true. It's a benefit you get bread, but it partakes of the kedusha of the mikdash stuff. Right, and it has the restrictions of the mikdash. It's saying is the levy doesn't work that way. It's totally free. It's yours, your wages, your salary. Do whatever you want with it. Okay, you, your family, bring whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Who cares? Right? There's no remnants of any kedusha or whatever it came from. It's just regular stuff. Right? Okay. Right, so that's who it was, Mosiah. Right, but that's kind of the plain shot in the pasuk. Right, I mean, if you read the pasuk, that's kind of the plain shot in the pasuk. Right, it's almost like it's equating the salary of a Jew, a regular Israel, to the salary of a lady, which is his salary comes in the form of a ma'aser. But same thing, just like a Jew has to give truma from his salary, the lady has to give ma'aser from his, you know, truma from his salary. But then it's basically his. So wages, what are you on that? Okay, so now the question is, if this is correct, could we somehow try to approach Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva is saying is that a Kohen is excluded. Okay, well, Rabbi Akiva is saying, so this is both to a Kohen and to a Levi, right? It says the Levium, but I don't know why, how he knows this, but it says the Levium, it means Shevet Levi. Okay, Shevet Levi, the whole Shevet. So everyone has this matana, and this matana is free. Do whatever you want with it. Okay? Everyone do whatever you want with it. It's free. There's no kedusha. Do you do whatever you want? Go in, Levi, who cares? The Kiva says, no, hold on a second. But even it can't be to go in, because basic varos. Right, so what's the sense of that? Right, that's now we're back to our question. You just say the idea here. Let's see if we can get it, you know, nail it down together. But saying is that since the matana is like, it's like a free matana, like a no strings attached matana, just like a salary, no kedusha attached to it, It's like the very din of this matana is. It's like b'chadam osav b'chal makom. See, it's interesting. It's like b'chadam osav b'chal makom. You could say just means it's like an absence. It means there's no rules, no halawa, no restrictions. But it's saying you could say it's more than that. It's a positive din that it's b'chal makom. It's a positive nature of this matana that it's totally yours. Do whatever you want with it. There's no kedusha on it, no anything. It's a totally free matana. But it can't say that to the Kohen. Because the Kohen's kedusha, he walks around with his kedusha. He can't, wherever he walks, he has to be thinking, is there a Bezek Paros here? Am I near Bezek Paros? He can't have that type of matana. It's not an extraneous thing. That's his kedusha. It's not like he can't do it because he made a neder or whatever. I mean, that's just his kedusha. It's his kedusha of the mikdash. He's tied to the mikdash and he can't become tamei. So it's like the matana of echad mosav b'chol makom is go out at your heart's content, do whatever you want, to do you whatever you want. There's no restrictions on this matana. It's saying is it excludes the gavra of the kohen from this matana because he doesn't lend himself, his kedusha doesn't lend himself to a b'chol makom, to an achila b'chol makom. His achila is always restricted because his kedusha is restricted. He walks around with his kedusha. A Levi, a Kohen, even nowadays walks around with his kedusha. He can't go into the cemetery. The kedusha of a Levi. What's the kedusha of a Levi? There's no restrictions on what a Levi does. I mean, he gets a second aliyah or whatever. But there's no his kedusha. He could do b'chol makom. He could experience the world like everyone else. The Kohen is restricted. So it's saying is the matana. What he's learning is v'chadam sa b'chol makom. Is saying there's a positive din of b'chol makom in the thing which excludes the God, limits the gavra of the matana. It's not just limiting the makom of the, saying there's no, you know, extending the makom of the matana, it's excluding, it's a mir, and it's excluding a gavra who doesn't lend itself to that type of a matana. There's a matana, the idea of the matana is, yeah, you earned it because you work in the base of Mikdash, but now that's history. Now it's a free, you can do, forget the Mikdash. Kohen can't forget the Mikdash. He can't come tamei. He can't go to the Beit Kodesh Kodesh. Why does he even come tamei? He has to be ready for the Mikdash. Yeah, he has to be. He can't become tamei. He's not allowed to become tamei. He's always tied to the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So the nature of the Kedusha of Echol Makom, go home, go wherever you want, where your heart desires. No, Cohen can't do that. He's always tied. Not because he can't eat it in the cemetery. I mean, the eating is not, there's no issue of eating in the cemetery. But it means is he can't partake of the Echol Makom experience. Because of the nature of his kedusha, so this type of matana, which is saying, is a matana which is a b'chol makom matana. It's just like do whatever you want, free, nothing, no, forget the mikdash. It doesn't lend itself. The gavra of the kohen is removed from that type of a matana, and the matana is it's expressing its way because it's restricting it to the gavra of the levi, who really could be like it's his wages. He could really relate to it as a salary. Do whatever you want with it. Salary. Do whatever you want with it. And the Kohen is still tied into it. Rabbi Kiva didn't hold that. Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah didn't hold that. I mean, I'm not sure what he argued on, but I guess one way to say it is he didn't hold it's a positive din of B'chol Makom. He just held that it means B'chol Makom just means that there's no restriction. It's just an absence of restrictions. It's not like a positive din that it has to be a din of B'chol Makom. Because that'll, you could say, you would agree that a Kohen can't have that. But he just says, it means, like he says, it means you can be Tamei, and there's no Mechitzos. It's just, it means there's no limitations. Other Matanos have limitations, it doesn't have limitations. Rabbi Kiva is positing it's a positive halacha, that this is a Matana of B'chal Makom. And the nature of the Matana is a positive kiyum of Chatanos of B'chal Makom. And if that's the case, it's what's the point of that? What's the point of creating that, a positive din of B'chal Makom? There's no, what's the Nafkmina? Well, the Nafkmina is that it excludes a Gavra who doesn't lend himself to the B'chal Makom. Excludes the Kohen. Right, but if you say it just means it has no restrictions, it's just an absence of restriction, although as Mari says, fine, it's an absence of restriction, but it doesn't mean it can't have a different restriction because of basic photos, that's extraneous, who really cares? Who really cares? Apparently they both agree that simple pshat LVM here, for whatever reason, 24 times LVM usually means, I guess, it means both, unless you have a mia. But either we keep a line, this is a mia. Methodology, I think, here is important, right? Because I think it's like the next step after you define what's it saying, b'chol makom. I mean, it's furthering it, but it emerges out of that. And that's what the limud is. That's what the pasuk is. I mean, the psukim also help a lot. I think it's reading through the psukim. You know, it gives you like a kind of a context of what's going on. And then the limud emerges out of that. So I think it's always a good idea when you have a problem that's too hard to kind of try to take a step back. Try to, you know, approach the thing from the easier parts of the sugya or the building blocks upon which the thing rests. You know, hard problems are sometimes too hard to tackle head on. You know, you need clues. Supporting things that can help lead you to the answer as opposed to just going at it straight on. That's an important part of methodology in general, I think. You know, not just going right at the problem, but, you know, going with it methodically into approaching it. Okay, so are we good? So what's next is, I think what I want to do next, you look further, there's another Tashma, there's two more Tashmas. I mean, we're going to skip over the Kanas, the Levi, all that stuff. I mean, basically, yeah, I think we just talked that out, the basic idea of that, but I just want to skip that. I don't think there's much more to say there without really going into the Kanas of Ezra or whatever. So there's two Tashmas here, and then it tries to do two of the Durav. I mean, you can read the Rupshat of them. The second one, it sends you to a Gemara and Kuflam and Gimel. It's Tashma, is that Kalal?
In Yevamos?
No, back to Chol. So there's two Tashmas, and the second one, there's a star that says Kuflam and Beis. It's really Maraf and Omen Beis. It's basically going to get to, I'm going to jump. I mean, it's not directly related, but I mean, and then it does the Tanai, we already did that, the Ikri Am, Lo Ikri Am, you know? But I want to jump to the question about whether a Kohen has to give. Remember I told you guys last time before, that a Kohen who is a butcher has to give Matanos. So that Gemara is on Kuflam and Beis. It's based on the mission on Kuflam Beis and Aleph, but the Gemara is Kuflam and Beis and Omen Beis. For listening at the top of the page.
So you don't spend time on the first one?
You can read through the Tashmas, and you can read through Pshat of them. But yeah, I mean, even the second one, I really want to go to the Gemara and analyze that, you know. But you can get the Pshat of them. And we'll go through the Pshat, and then I think we'll go to that Gemara.
Excuse me, the Gemara is
which
the second line
on the page? Yes. Yep. It's short.
Yeah.
And then we're going to the Tosus there. I mean, it'll be a little bit of a digression.
Which
Tosfos? Well, Rekishu Amar. Yes. Okay, fine. Okay, good?